Yeah, okay. Yeah. Better late than never. We've been trying to track down Malksy. He started a brand new job, but his other job in TV from the Decider TV website also keeps us enthralled. Malksy, it's been a couple of weeks, mate. I've been away. I've been enthralled by a lot of new stuff on TV, and, mate, it's good to have you back.
There's lots going around, Bill. I mean, we've seen a lot of drama pick up and those sorts of things, so it's eyes wide open right now.
Yeah. Feelings on Westworld. Have you checked out the first two episodes yet?
Oh, I love it far too much. I think this has the real capacity to be the new Game of Thrones for HBO, and I hope that it becomes that.
Have you heard the rumour that they keep referring to 30 years ago a glitch occurred, and that's almost the time of the Michael Crichton original movie, so it sounds like there's a bit of acknowledgement there.
Yeah, look, it'll be interesting to see if they build off that as the base rather than it being the true story, and I think that that's a real opportunity for it to become an ongoing serialised thing as opposed to a confined book slash the movie that people might know from the 70s with Yul Brynner in it.
Yeah, and of course this is the time when all those great dramas start. Apparently Supergirl started off in the States, Flash and Arrow for the CW network, and no doubt they'll rate its bum off, and for those that like it here, they'll do the same, I'm assuming.
I think they'll do okay. The only way you'll find them here will be on Foxtel, over on Fox 8. But it's post-Emmys. That's when the fall season starts, and that's when all the television starts to arrive.
Yeah. Now, what's this I hear about Presto next year?
It is closing up doors. It is shuttering itself from the end of January 2017, in part because, and this was its problem from the get-go, with Foxtel offering its catch-up slash anytime Foxtel Play service versus Presto, and then feeding that content into it, you know, on a delay, effectively, after Foxtel Play had had it, what's the draw card for people to come to Presto? So it's closing up shop, but Foxtel Play is delivering a whole bunch of very affordable new packages. You can sign up for $10 a month and get about 6 or 8 Foxtel channels and just have all of that. If you want to get the premium drama pack, which has Showcase, which is where Westworld and Game of Thrones and all of those sorts of things live, that's $15 a month, and there's no reliance on any other pack. You can just say, I want that one, or I want that one, or I want these two.
Yeah, you know, Foxtel were doing this even 5 years ago before Netflix and Stan really took hold. I think there would have been a real big battle straight out. Now, they're being seen as playing catch-up now.
Yeah, they're coming off the back foot with it, there's no question. That said, they have a ton of content. They are the home of HBO in Australia. If you want to see any of the good stuff, then this is the way to do it.
Yeah. Now, Kiefer Sutherland's got a brand new show that just started in the States, and there's only one way to get hold of it here in Australia.
That's right. It's a very uncommon process for Netflix. They're dropping Designated Survivor episode per week. You know, normally from Netflix, we get all of it at once. But because they've got the Australian and, I believe, broader rights for the US ABC drama that he's starring in, the only way they can have it is effectively as a catch-up process, i.e. as soon as it airs, they can put it onto their service for everywhere else.
Yeah, okay, check that out. I saw the first episode. I thought it's brilliant. It's look, if you love Madam Secretary and all those sort of things, then it's really in your wheelhouse. And speaking of my favourite show, it is back on Wednesday, Channel 10.
Yeah, political thrillers abound. If you're not into Designated Survivor on Netflix, definitely Madam Secretary. That kicks off tonight, 9:30 on Channel 10. A welcome return for it. And you'd be glad to know, Bilko, the new season of Blue Bloods as well on Thursday.
Oh, good. They've been running season 3 for about 6 weeks, so they're just filling in a gap. Thank you.
Yes.
Channel 10, by the way, Saturday night. What a great lineup with those new 3 shows, including the new MacGyver. Have you checked it out? What do you think compared to the original?
Look, I applaud them for doing it. I think that it offers a real point of difference instead of just the standard movies or sport that we've been getting through winter. As far as the success of it, I hope they hang in there with it. It hasn't rated super well. But Scorpion, the finishing off season 2, the problem is season 3 is all but done in the US. So we are well behind the eight ball there.
Yeah.
Into new MacGyver, into new season of Hawaii 5-0. Look, MacGyver isn't an easy enough show to watch, but there's just no reason to watch it.
But why is that? I'm thinking it's got the tech in there that the kids would love following on from Scorpion. There's enough adventure there. I just think for mine, he's probably a little bit young to be doing the job he's doing.
I think that's the problem. If they sort of not made him Angus MacGyver, but rather Angus MacGyver the second, i.e. Richard Dean Anderson's character's son, then there may have been a link and those sorts of things. But just sort of purporting to, you know, particularly a core group of people who are fans of the original series, you just go, no, I don't buy it. But, oh, yeah, okay, so he's the son of the guy. Well, that makes a bit more sense.
Yeah. ABC, we applaud them for getting into Mental Health Week. Chatted to Gus Wallen yesterday about his Man Up TV show. That was a pretty good insight last night, and there's more to come.
Yeah, a couple more episodes of this. If you missed it, it is on repeat tonight on ABC 2. But I'd recommend that you either iView it or record it because there's other things happening at 8:30 you'll want to watch. A really fun series, a really smart series, asking some pretty hard questions of Aussie blokes, you know, who tend to not want to talk about things too much. Mm.
Did you enjoy any of the Brock? Was it what you expected?
Look, I really dug it, Bilko. I enjoyed the dramatised / somewhat fictionalised version of Peter Brock's life. We all knew him. At least those of us, you know, sort of our age, knew him as an amazing race car driver that had a bit of a falling out with Holden and those sorts of things. This offered some real insight into some of that. I mean, take it with a grain of salt. You know, they offer that it is indeed dramatised for its reason. But absolutely, it was super fun, an amazing cast. It didn't pay off so much on Monday as far as ratings went for 10. But it did great numbers on Sunday night after the big race.
Yeah, Sunday well, but it was just too late. It should have been a lot earlier.
A 9 o'clock start is a tough ask when you have two other dramas that are starting at 8:30.
Yeah. And The Wrong Girl, I've caught a couple episodes of that. Look, I'm out, mate. Maybe I'm a guy, but it does nothing for me.
Yeah, I don't have enough ovaries for it, Bilko. it's the wrong show.
It's the new Offspring, isn't it, or something?
Not even. Like, I just think it's Offspring light, and Offspring was light.
Yeah, all right. Anything this week we need to check out between now and Sunday, by the way?
Definitely. Tonight, 8:30, the ABC. You need to be watching Upper Middle Bogan Season 3. It kicks off then at 8:30. Followed hot on its heels at 9 o'clock by Rosehaven. This is the new comedy from Celia Pecola and Luke McGregor. Just hilarious. Awkward, as always, Luke McGregor. Very, very funny. Celia Pecola can tell you a story of 10,000 words in one eyebrow lift. She's so funny. Both of them are. And they've done a great job. You've got to check out Rosehaven 9 o'clock tonight on the ABC.
Yeah, always knew there was more work for those two from Utopia. That's great. By the way, check out Decided TV, more of the podcast from the Real Housewives of Auckland, which you're just into. Is it episode 7 now?
7 or 8 coming this week. And let me tell you, it's all building up. There's a book launch next week. Two book launches, in fact. So that just means chaos and conflict.
Yeah. Now, if you want to know what's good on TV, Moxie's only too glad to help.
Every day I will send you an email. It will cost you $5 a month after you try it for free for 30 days. So $5 a month, Gilko, is nothing. But I'll give you an email every day with the red hot tips for what to watch tonight.
Yeah, because, you know, there's so much TV and drama out there. You will miss it if you try and, you know, rely on yourself to go through all the program guides. Moxie can do it for you. So good on you, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Check out Decider TV. We'll catch you next week, dude.
Look forward to it.